Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed.
All right, it's still Spirit of Nigeria Radio, bringing positive Nigerian energy, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed. Yes, now we know this is Weekend Nigeria, Saturday programming for Nigerians in diaspora. And just in case you're listening to us in any part of Nigeria, you're still welcome, no problem. And in a few minutes, we'll be chatting with a Nigerian in diaspora who is doing well, who is in the arts, music circle in the UK. And of course, he'll be telling us about his activities, and we'll be having a nice chat with him on Spirit of Nigeria Radio, positive Nigerian energy. Let's take this one to settle down.
Spirit of Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed.
All right, we have a UK-based Afrofusion artist called Egun, a performer, songwriter, and composer. He was raised in Lagos, Nigeria, with a blend of musical influences ranging from hip-hop music and reggae, as well as homegrown music such as traditional Afrobeat, Akbala, Fuji, and Juju music, being influenced specifically by the great Majek Fashek. He began recording and making contemporary reggae raga music in Nigeria, under the moniker Kinku Run. Upon arrival in the UK, he recognized his diverse talent and tried his hands at recording Afrobeat music to guide a considerable level of success after he met his would-be bandmate Ben Turley and successfully auditioned to be a member of the Afrofunk band Bruisehead, which is a 10-piece band made up of so many talented individuals. Egun, however, emerged as the frontman and songwriter who contributed to various tracks of their debut album, Hemiphonic, which was released in 2013 and opened the band up to a lot of festival performance appearances at coveted stages such as Respect Festival, Big Issue, and Drum Camp. In 2014, Egun left Bruisehead and started another band called Egun and the Afro Londoners. The band consists of drummer Gilles Narang, bassist Josh Brandler of The Animans, keyboardist Martin Jenkins of Uncatel, Joseph Stout on the horns, as well as backup vocalist Mimi Siamila and Bola Kamsin. They released a 6-track self-produced EP titled The Awakening in 2017, with songs like Fantastically Corrupt and Nobody. He is currently working on a new project, teasing his fans with few singles of the jet-titled project. Nigerians in Diaspora, welcome to Weekend Nigeria. Join me as we jointly welcome Egun. Egun, good day. How are you?
Thank you, my brother. That's a very good introduction. I like that enough. Thank you very much. Very comprehensive introduction.
All right. Thank you very much for being a part of Spirit of Nigeria Radio. Okay, take us a little bit back. Coming from Nigeria, where did it all start from?
Started doing literary and debating days and all that. So I was involved in all this miming of song, dancing, and all that. So when I got out, when I finished my secondary school education, went to Ogun State University, also had a little, spent some little time there before I left there. That was when I really discovered that music was my thing. So I was already writing songs with couple of my friends back in where I live in Ideraba, Lagos. So from there on, I knew I was an artist, so I took my highlight dream and I started developing myself internally, and I work in getting a few songs in Nigeria then.
All right, so why did you go abroad? Why did you ply your trade here or blossom your career here?
I knew in Nigeria, I knew there were some few things that were not right in terms of music in Nigeria, because there was no music education in Nigeria. Okay. So I really wanted to study music business and other side of music, because when I was in Nigeria, I was doing a lot of things on my own. I knew there should be more things to learn, that not just the way things are. So when I got to England, I was able to do that, to get a music business education to equip me on how music should be and how it will also be in the future. So I wanted music education. I wanted to really see more the other side and understand how things should be, so I can bring back the knowledge back home and the experience to share with other people as well.
Okay, I'm still going to ask you whether you have to, whether, when you are bringing it back home. But let's talk about your sojourn now in the UK as a Nigerian in diaspora. Okay. Now, in terms of the music industry in the UK, I know that you have various segments. Okay, so now talking about the Nigerian circle, are you well accepted? What have you been doing with Nigerians musically? Do you play at gigs? Do you play at parties? Do you play at clubs? Have you been engaging yourself? Have you been promoting your music?
I'll be honest with you, it's a very different the way things work here, because there is a Nigerian circle, yes, but there is another circle, which is the African circle. Mm-hmm. I'm more always in the African circle than the Nigerian circle.
Okay.
Because the African circuit is a bit more bigger than the Nigerian circle. The Nigerian circle is this. Yeah.
Okay. All right, so you've been doing more of the African circle.
Yeah, because on the African circuit, they have more bigger festivals and gigs. Well, for the Nigerian section, is more of like bringing the Nigerian promoters in the UK like to bring in Nigerian artists in Nigeria to the UK, not actually promoting the Nigerians living in the UK. So most of these African promoters that do gigs and festivals that put up bands in the UK, African people living in the diaspora, if you understand what I mean.
Yeah, I do. Okay, yeah, that's fine. I mean, first of all, you said you wanted music education, you wanted to be in the circle.
Yeah.
So, of course, you got to follow the money, you got to follow the bigger market instead of staying in that little Nigerian market. So, there's no problem. But since you left Nigeria...
I miss the Nigerian circle, though. I do miss it. That's why I want to come home to get it back.
Okay, I was going to ask you if, since you left Nigeria, I'm sure you've been monitoring what's happening in the... music industry in Nigeria, because like we say, music in Nigeria don't blow.
I know. I'm keeping my eye on it every day.
Okay, you keep
it. It's interesting what has happened since I. Okay. A lot. It's been interesting every day what has happened since I've left, and I have almost all the people I work with are in Nigeria. A lot of my producers are in Nigeria, so we share ideas via the internet and files, and a lot of things I do are also very cheaper to do in Nigeria than doing here in the UK. So I try to use both experiences and shuttle between two. And a lot of people, then when they have issues in terms of like copyright issues or other things, they always come to me and I help them sort it out. Because we have those things are the things that are here that are not in Nigeria in terms of the information available.
Okay, yeah. So you sound to me like somebody who's going to come home shortly.
I've been away for more than 12 years, and a lot of things have happened since then to now. So I really want people to feel the impact of my music and what I really want to bring into as well. It's not just the music, but there's a culture that we need to really kind of like awaken. A lot of the music in Nigeria is really centered around numbers and things, but not importance. We need music of cultural importance that people can help us get out of certain situations at certain times.
All right, but do you share the view that Nigerian music is more of a form and no content? That you see, the kind of music that is, like they say, trending or raining or that's blowing in Nigeria, it's, you know, the lyrics especially don't contain, you know, very, very compelling messages. It's all about form, you know, not serious content. What's your take on that?
It's a global issue. It's not only Nigeria. It's the attention span of the consumers have reduced. People don't really to things anymore based on how we consume music, because everybody has before the radio was like the gate keepers of the music and things, but now everybody has a smartphone, we have the streaming platform, so people have access to music more than they used to before. So now people don't really have, the attention span is really short. People don't really care about, they want just something to just get them high, that escapism for now, move on to the next one. So every song is like a fast food, just the quicker, the better. Just make your money and go. It's more of commercialization than cultural expression that I was saying earlier on. Everybody just wants to make money. Nobody really want to care about giving back.
All right, that's true. And you also want to make money. Okay, at this point, let's take a break. Let's listen to one of your songs.
Yeah, thank you.
Original sound word from the sound, yeah? Afrobeast Africa. Yeah? Still more young. As she might go, Kada, you're in
Spirit of Nigeria Radio, giving positive Nigerian energy, positive Nigerian music. And this one is from Egun, and he calls it Ask Around, Lord Berry. And we have Egun with us in the studio, on the line, all the way from UK, in London to be specific. Egun, that one is called Ask Around. What informed you? But before you answer that, why Egun? Why are you calling yourself Egun? Why is that your stage name?
I'll explain that. It's quite funny. When I was in Nigeria.
No, I thought you should have told me Lord Berry. You should have told me Lord Berry. You should have told me, Baba, ask around.
It's true.
Yeah.
But I chose Egun because when I came to London, I realized that I was a Nigerian, I was African. I was using King Kurum before, but I wanted something very more organic and very African. And I realized that a lot of white people here gravitate towards very African things, and we African people gravitate towards very Western things.
Mm.
I decided to go back to something that was very much our own, and Egun is like a masquerade, as most people know.
Mm.
And the masquerade, as people say, is like a messenger between the people of the ancestors and the people of the world. So I see myself as a messenger between this realm and the other realm, and I need to ask messages to my music to pass to people. That's why I chose the name Egun.
Okay. Now we understand you are a platform or a medium or a vessel between the ancestors and those of us who are here on earth. Okay.
Yeah, that's
it. All right. So when I listened to that piece of music, you were trying to more or less reminiscence about, you know, your background, where you're coming from. There's a whole lot, you know,
yeah,
from Ojuelegba to Idiaraba to all the Shinkafa and the Yamala. Okay, now that you're in London,
yeah,
do you still remember, you know, what kind of memories, you know, does that bring to you?
Very nostalgic, you know. It's been a long time. I've not had a long time. It's not the same feeling. I miss home a lot.
Mm.
And it's different. I mean, like, the changes that have happened in the music, in governance, in technology, in general, even the way we promote music. Back in the days, we used to go to radio stations.
Yeah.
Now social media is there for people to have a platform for themselves. So a lot has really changed. So I try to compare the changes of then to now. Even with the music, back then when we used to do all those things, remember, I knew it was going to be this because I had the foresight and the vision. But a lot of people didn't really think about it, that if what's happening now would happen. So I was trying to use that song to take people back to remember and just know that some of us have been there and we're watching all those things happening and the events.
Mm.
That's why, yeah.
Okay, so do you still indulge in the Shinkafa and the Amala and the Tuwo?
And we try to eat. There's a few Nigerian restaurants here. There is Tasty. There's a new one called Enugu something opening today in Woolwich. There's a lot of Nigerians all eat that wherever we are anywhere in the world. It's very important. Nigerians are very strong people. Other African countries look to our courage here in London. They always wondering that, why are you Nigerian people always smart? Why are you Nigerian people always quick? So as a Nigerian, you're blessed, man. We just have to appreciate it more and help and give back as well.
All right. Okay. So now what are you working on now? The grapevine tells me that there's something happening 31st of July. Tell us about it.
Yeah, I've been working hard. I've released an EP last year called Festival. So the festival, I've been dropping a lot of singles. I just believe that the more music I give, the more people will get to know me. So when I get to Nigeria, it's going to be easy. Mm. I have a new song coming out on the 31st of July titled No Gura. No Gura is a term we used to use when we were in secondary school, in Ijebude Grammar School. We say no gura today, come back tomorrow. That means when we never had provisions in school, we go out with our few friends that had food after. They give me some small cornflakes or Gary. They say, I'll go, no gura today, come back tomorrow.
All right.
So I use it to reference different things happening around in the world today, just to give a new perspective to this song and bring back the slogan as well.
All right, so would you be launching No Gura online, or you're coming, you know, to Nigeria for like a road show to promote it?
I'm coming to Nigeria to do a gig eventually. I was thinking September, but all this coronavirus pandemic has kind of like changed the plan. So it might be December, it might be next year, but I definitely need to bring my brand of music to Nigeria because I really believe it's different
for. I think so too. But in the interim, we can do something online.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, because there's quite a lot happening online now. People are doing virtual, you know, concerts and
we could do something on the 31st, or we could do something. I'm open to anything.
Yes.
I love performing.
I'm sure we can talk about that because our job, you know, as Spirit of Nigeria Radio is to promote Nigerians who are doing well in diaspora. We want to be able to, you know, celebrate Nigerians. We want to say to the world that Nigerians are good people. Now, it's not all negative about Nigeria. And here we are with Ogun today, one of the positives coming out of Nigeria.
It's very important, especially in these days, that a few Nigerians are used as scapegoats to identify the millions of us all over the world. It's really bad that the world focus on the bad media and not the great things. Nigerians do great things every day. Every day. And the world and the press need to focus on those things than the negative things. It's really important.
All right. No problem.
It's really important.
Yeah, let's take a breather now as we take another piece of music. From Egun.
Egun! I'm a banta, I'm a balufe. Original soundboy from the sound of that back again. Now hear this! A rainmaker. Boom!
Fire!
Ojo puku to ro. Rolewa. Rolewa. Ojo ayo to shan. Cholewa.
Roll
Pray that the showers of blessing coming down courtesy of Egun should be our own portion. All right, it's still Spirit of Nigeria Radio, positive Nigerian energy, and we'll be having a chat, a serious conversation with a Nigerian in diaspora who is doing very well in the music scene, and his name is Egun. So Egun, tell us, who are your favorite Nigerian artists?
Current one or older generation?
Okay, let's start from the older generation.
Older generation, I'm a big fan of Fanani Flakukuti, Sikiru Ayinde Barista, Majdek Fashek, Sonia Day. Those older generation guys made a lot of good music. I respect them a lot.
Okay.
And the new guys coming up now, I'm a big fan of Burna Boy.
Okay, Burna Boy.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Burna Boy. There are a few people doing things that, not in Nigeria. There's another guy in the UK here called Obong Jaya.
Yeah,
I really like his
sound. I was going to ask you about other Nigerians in diaspora who are on the
scene. Yeah, there's this guy in the UK. His name is Obong Jaya. He's really good. You should check his sound out. He's really, really good.
Tell him we want him on Spirit of Nigeria Radio.
Yeah, I'll send his Instagram link. I'm sure he wouldn't say no to an interview.
All right, no problem. Okay, now tell me, if you didn't do music, what would you be doing?
If I don't do music, I'd probably be a teacher.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, what would you be teaching?
I'm probably teaching history or arts or something.
Okay.
I love teaching even till now.
Okay, so you could still be teaching with your music.
I'm looking into it, you know. I'm really looking into it. I could be teaching music business or maybe coming back home to be doing seminars on helping independent artists on how to survive, because that's what I'm really all about.
Yeah, especially with your music education. You need to come and put it down
here
so that, you know, as this industry is blowing, like they say, we need it to be more structured. We need more human resources to be able to look who are the artist managers. Do they know what they're doing, or they're just errand boys for the musicians? You know, a whole lot. We need to come back to help us structure, you know, this industry. Don't you think so?
There's a lot of people back home already.
Mm-hmm.
There's one of my friend, Ike Onora. He's the head of Orchard Nigeria right here. He used to be in the UK here.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people from the UK that I know in the music business circle that are coming back home to share their experience. So it's happening already. It's just Nigeria needs just the right leadership and the right environment, and Nigeria will fly. It's something that is going to happen eventually. Nothing's going to stop that. There's too many talents at home and abroad, and it's the black man time now, as you can see, as the world is creeping to this time where they are really cautious about Black Lives Matters and everything.
Yeah,
we get into that time.
Yeah, and we also believe Nigeria diaspora votes matter, because we think that for those of you, I mean, you've been away for like 12 years. For those of you who are out there, you need to contribute to nation building. You need to contribute to the electoral process. So Spirit of Nigeria Radio is championing, you know, the new course, or being part of the course for Nigerians in diaspora to vote. Maybe not in all the elections. Let's start with the presidential election. And I believe that Nigerians in diaspora, you know, that's going to ginger them, you know, or ginger their sense of patriotism some more, because, you know, they need to be part of it. I mean, they are contributing to the economy. They are helping, you know, social activities around here. And that's important for us. Don't you think so?
I agree 100% because and as well because there is people here are more, they are educated voters here, and that can really help in terms of getting the right people in government, because people back home in Nigeria are easily influenced with inducement during elections, a bit of money here and there, and that kind of like affects the kind of leadership we get at the end of the day. So when politicians are aware that there's a new electoral force in town now, they might be able to consider how they approach their campaigns and everything, when they know that there are some people elsewhere that might get their votes, or people abroad, which is a lot of people. There's millions of people abroad.
Okay, I agree with you. I mean, that's the reason why we started that advocacy. The second thing we are doing on Spirit of Nigeria Radio is we are looking for 60 Nigeria at 60 diaspora icons. If you were to nominate one, two, three, who would you be nominating? We're looking for Nigerians who are flying the Nigerian flag high, who are shining the Nigerian light bright in diaspora, not in Nigeria. They're Nigerians, but they're based out there. Yes, living abroad. Yes.
Let me see. Who would I nominate? Nigerians living abroad.
It doesn't have to be one. You can nominate two or three. Can I help you with some of the nominations we've received?
Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, Adebayo Ogunlesi.
Uh-huh.
Anthony Joshua.
Uh-huh.
Akeem Olajuwon.
Uh-huh.
Who else? I can't remember from the top. But I know those three. You know. I think Dr. Yinka Olutoye too. You know.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, he's in the United States. He's a medical practitioner. You know, so there are so many of them. You want to add to the nominations for us?
I really have to think about it because I don't want it to be something that there's a lot of Nigerians that really need that attention, that have been doing great things abroad.
Yeah.
So I really have to think about it, that some people really deserve it in medical field, in technology,
yes,
not only in entertainment and sports. Some people are really giving their hearts out
great
to put Nigeria on the map.
Yeah, I think Philip Emeagwali is one of the nominations. There's this Nigerian actor too. I can't remember his name now. There's this Nigerian actor who we got his nomination. We'll be putting them all on our website and all our social media handles, so that you know Nigerians can get used to them. All right,
I have a nominee.
Oh yeah, who is that?
Kamaru Usman, UFC fighter, the Nigerian nightmare.
Okay. What did you call his name now?
Yeah. Kamaru Usman.
Okay, Usman. Yes.
You know, he wears that Nigeria proud anytime he's in that plan. He's an American. He can say he's an American. He used to be an American. He used to represent America. But when he realized that he was more Nigerian, that made a lot of Nigerians really watch that UFC. And he's having a fight tonight. So I nominate him. He wears Nigeria on his sleeve and on his heart.
Yes, that's big. That's a great one. Okay, let's go back to your music. Okay, so what should your fans expect from you this second half of the year, after the 31st of July, when, No Gura comes out?
They should expect more music. I've been in the studios recording during all this lockdown. I've been recording so many music. I have a lot of interesting songs, controversial songs, very artistic. So I'm just starting with this No Gura, gradually get back into the scheme of things. And I'm really looking forward to performing Lagos, Nigeria. There's nothing I want more in the world right now than that. It will mean a lot to me.
Okay, thank you very much for being a part of the program. Thank you very much for being a part of Spirit of Nigeria Radio. And as we wind down, we'll let your fans listen to this one. It's called Keke Kotsi Egun.
Thank you for having me as well.
Thank you very much.
Have a great day. And God bless you.
Bless
keep up the good work with Nigeria. Spirit of Nigeria.
Thank you.
I see this really growing very far.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Another talent made the classic.
Yeah. Original soundboy from the sound of the back again. Nobody sing a love song like it. If I want to. Ota 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 ta ota 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 ta ota 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 ta ota ota Leno, give you my world on a platter of gold. When I needed you most, you were nothing to hold. Something in your mind, but it deeply enclosed. Thought I've been played, I swear I'm no fool. I'm feeling curious, not searching for
Nigeria Radio, bringing Nigerians in diaspora up to speed.